Okay, I left you yesterday with a question, which has disappeared from the board. We'll come back to it, but let's first do a little bit of Gemara. The last line of Gemara, which I learned rather quickly yesterday, was the Gemara Dilma Mei Stavka Dulai Nichalei D'Tipa Kamiyavam. The Gemara said that there's a Svara. The Svara is that a man doesn't want his wife to have to fall to Yibam. So by Meis, when he says Mei Achshav, this should be a get. Loi Basi, he means that she should be off the hook from Yibam, and that's the Umdina that we have about a person's Da'as, that Loi Nichalai, the people, he doesn't want his wife to fall to Yibam. So Gemara goes on, Elameha, maybe Rava, who said, Einayin is written, maybe it's from this. Now, till here, we tried to prove it from a Mishnah or a Braisa. Now we prove it from a Maisa. Ahuda Amalahu, Iloya Sina Mikan Va'at Lasin Yaimin. Lahavi get. A man said, Iloya Sina Mikan Va'at Lasin Yaimin, it should be a get. Asa B'Saif Lasin Yaimin. It came at the end of 30 days. A Paske Mabra. And he couldn't get across the river. Either the boat was, Rashi says the boat was across the river. I think others say that the bridge fell down. Whatever it was a not shriach type of a reason that he couldn't get across the river. Amar lo, chazuda asoi, chazuda asoi. So he screams from across the river, see, I'm here. It's clear to us, without a doubt, that he wants to come. And if he wants to come, it's a bitl haget. He wants that the get should not be a get. So the shaila was asked of Shmuel. Amish Shmuel, lav shmei masya. It's not considered coming. So we see, this is not a good excuse. That was Shmuel's psak. Lav shmei masya, that it's not considered coming. So it's a raya that ain't oinis begin. It's a raya that you can't tie into oinis. So the Gemara answers, Dilma unsa deshchiach shani. This is different. This was a unsa de shchiach. What was shchiach? That you should miss crossing the river. That the you was shchiach. The ferry's not always on my side. So the ferry's not always on my side. So it's unsa de shchiach. So what else is a shchiach shani? The kivan di boy leilasnu yevelayasni ihu de afsid anafshei. He should have made it tonight. He didn't speak out to tonight. So he caused himself a loss that he should have thought of it. Since he didn't think of it, so what does that mean? So now the Gemara is saying a new thing. There are two types of einus. There's an einus to shriach, and there's an einus to loy shriach. Okay, our Gehol Sugi is talking about einus to loy shriach. By einus the loy shriach, we have the shakel v'tari and the sugya. If you say yesh einus begin, there ain't einus begin. That's by an einus which is not shriach. But by an einus that's shriach, we say that what? It's an einus that's shriach. So we say, you can't tie to einus. Why? You should have made it tonight. I thought I should have. What's the svara to that? I should have made it tonight. I didn't think of it. So if I didn't think of it, why can't I tie an einus? What's a svara? What's a svara? What? Because I didn't think of it. It's still, it's shriach. Oh, the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says also the shriach. And he boy lay last new year. Is the Gemara saying it's not an einus? It's interesting. If you say it's not an einus, then you're right. But it sounds from the Lashna Gemara, it's a unsa de shriach. It's something he wanted to come, but it's shriach that decided. So therefore, he should have made it tonight. I forgot to make it tonight. So the Gemara says that what? That if you forget, you would have said an afshei. That's what the Gemara seems to say. You forgot, so you would have said what?
He has to make a thousand different possibilities, especially all the possibilities of what might happen.
Shriach ones, I guess. So what does that mean? You have to say all the shliach ones. I said, if I go to a wedding, so there could be many reasons I'm late. There could be Lexus traffic. I could be late because I run out of gas. So if I'm late because there's traffic, that's shliach. So someone says, be on time. Well, I can tell them, I'll leave on time, there might be traffic. But I don't say, I'll be on time, but I might run out of gas. Or running out of gas might be shliach. I might break down. I get a flat. That's why shliach, a person doesn't say it.
But, a general statement. Case is an unser shliach.
What?
Unless it's an unser shliach.
So, I mean, just say, you should have said, except for all unser shliach. Say that. I did. Rabbi Kiva Ega learns this Gemara. Rabbi Kiva Ega is in the Gilyan of Yeridaya, Samaria Shlomit Beis. Rabbi Kiva Ega learns, not the way we're talking, Rabbi Kiva Ega learns that the Pshat is, since it's an Utsa Deshriach, he did think about it. It was Asik Adayte. He was thinking, when he was talking, he was thinking, you know, the boat might not be there. But he didn't say anything. He said he thought about it. But he didn't say anything. And since he didn't say anything, so in his mind, he said, you know what, I'll take the risk. I'm willing to take the risk. The boat will be, if this doesn't really happen. Why was he willing? I don't know why. But that's what, Rabbi Kiva Ega learns Pshat, that he did think about it. In Utsa Deshriach, we assume he thought about the fact that this might happen. It's not Pshat he didn't think about it. Shot is, we assume he thought about it. It crossed his mind, and he didn't say anything. So kibbalah nafshe. So he was mekabel it on himself. But that's pshat in the Gemara. That's what Rabbi Kiva Ega learns. Shmuel Rozovsky in Simon Bey's Ois Dalet brings Rabbi Kiva Ega. And he says Rabbi Kiva Ega Shita may be correct in a Rashi. The Rashi is in the Masechtas Nedarim. It could be Rashi Shita. But he says that Tosfos, I believe also in the Nedarim, learns differently. Tosfos learns the Pshat is, we say he didn't think about it. We taka assume that he didn't think about it. And if he didn't think about it, so it's his own fault. He should have, like the way most of you learned. That it's a pshia on his part. He should have thought about it. And he didn't think about it, so therefore, he adopts it on Napsha. So we have two ways to learn the Gemara. We have the way that Rabbi Kiva Ega learns, which seems to be Shitas Rashi, that we assume he thought about it, and he was makabal on himself, the Ainus. Or we have, like Shmuel Rozovsky says, B'Shem Tosfos, that he didn't think about it, it's his own fault. I think the language Iyu Da'afsed Anafshe is better, like the way Shmuel Rozovsky learns. Iyu Da'afsed Anafshe, he didn't think about it, he's a Pshia. And being that he's a Pshaya, so, what? See, according to Rabbi Kiva Ega, Kiva Ega's Pshia is not a Pshaya. He was Mekabel on himself, you can't call him a Pshaya. He was Mekabel on himself. What's a Nafkamina? So Rabbi Kiva Ega says an interesting Nafkamina. You have to think about the case before you jump. What happens if it's shliach for the boat to be on the wrong side of the river? That's shliach. The ferry, it's, you know, runs like the New York transit system, right? You have a schedule on the bus stop and it has no connection to reality, right? So you never know. It's shliach that the ferry is not there when it's supposed to be. That's shliach. He didn't make it to that. On the 30th day, or the end of the 12 months, when he got there, the boat was on the right side. And he got on the boat, and then the engine didn't start. You know, the engine didn't start, so it couldn't cross. And that's Leishchiyach. That's the way you answer the Leishchiyach. So what's the din in such a case? Again, he did not, it's Shchiyach to not get across with the boat. That's Shchiyach. And he didn't make it tonight. But when he got there, the boat was on the right side. And he jumped aboard the boat. And he made it. And then the boat in the engine wouldn't start. They couldn't get across. What should be the din in such a case? What's your hashgacha rishei? Follow what's going on? Again, we're holding now in the Gemara that oinus is a good excuse as long as it's loy shchiach. But shchiach is not a good excuse. If it's a loy shchiach tika oinus, it's a good excuse. So how come? He didn't make any tenoim about the boat. And when he came, he got on the boat, and the engine wouldn't start. Does he have a good tain of oinus or not?
Hmm?
But this is not shchiach. What? This is not shchiach. She have a tain of oinus. But unsa d'loy shchiach, we're saying now the Gemara holds yesh oinus except by unsa d'loy shchiach. But except by unsa d'loy shchiach. Shchiach, he should have made it to that. So what should be? Pashtus.
He's relying on something that's a shchiach b'gainis.
Therefore,
he relied on this boat, which is normally it's shchiach that it's an einis.
Therefore,
it wasn't that einis, but still it turned out to be the einis.
So Rabbi Vega says that this depends on the two ways to learn. If you learn, like Rav Shmuel Rozovsky calls Shitas Taisvis, that he didn't think of it and he didn't make it tonight. So for unsa the shchiach, he's a pesheya. Unsa the loy shchiach, he's not a pesheya. So you're right. You could tie an oinus. However, if you learn the way Rabbi Kiva Ega holds as the yikr, the way Rabbi Kiva Ega learns, what did Rabbi Kiva Ega say? He did think about it. It did cross his mind that maybe he won't be able to cross the river. It crossed his mind. But he didn't say anything. So he was mekabel on himself. If I can't get across, it'll be tough on me. Rabbi Kivega is saying that it crossed his mind he may not be able to cross the river. It crossed his mind. He thought about it. And he said, you know what, I won't make it tonight. I'm a Kabbalah myself. And since he was a Kabbalah himself, so whatever reason he can't get across the river, now he is a Kabbalah himself. Now I'm asking. So you're shaking your head no.
Well, calculated the fact that the boat might be there. So he took that into Heshbon.
You're splitting it.
I'll take Kabbal Chaymer.
You're splitting it.
I'll splitting take Kabbal Chaymer. If he's Mekabbal, if he's Mekabbal risk for the Shriyat, for the Bonabi there, surely Mekabbal risk for something way out that more than I started with. That's
good. What do you say to that? Lamaisa, Rabbi Kivega says that if he's thought about it, he's makabal on himself. So even if once the loishkiach happens, he's makabal it. If he can't get across the river with the boat, now you're tining that maybe he was only makabal on himself or crossed his mind. What didn't cross his mind, he wasn't makabal on himself. Maybe he would have, like you were saying, if he had thought about it. Rabbi Kivega seems to hold that you have to understand, if he comes to the river, the reason he can't get across is not even the boat. Let's say he gets to the river and there's an earthquake. He's on his way through and there's an earthquake, so he can't make it to the boat. So that's Sicha Unsad Loishchiach, and at least according to what we were holding now, we'd say, Yesh Ainus. He was only makabal on himself that he can't get across with the river. He wasn't makabal earthquakes. Rabbi Kivega says, as long as it's related to the boat, getting across, that's all one package.
Since he knows that it's minus the shriach for not being there, so you say he's making this chesed, and he's accepting on himself the source, so anything that happens, any reason why he can't get across.
As he's accepting on himself, I'm betting that I'll make it across. That's pretty much what he's doing. Kivega is saying he's betting that it'll be up to him. If it won't, he's makabel on himself. But that's what Kivega seems to learn. Akapunim, this is Rabbi Kivega. So now, why do we end up with the Gemara so far? And this is Amis Ladina. In unsa de shriach, you should have made it tonight. If you didn't make it tonight, you have a problem. In unsa the loy shriach, that's our sugya. Our sugya is an unsa the loy shriach. That's what it says in the Gemara. Okay? Now let's learn the bottom taisvis. Bottom taisvis, Dilma Meis Dafka, she goes in the previous line of the Gemara. V'loinichalai the tipol kame yavam. The time of the perak mishach achazai amrina achlay ari ein lanu pirish ein lanu shei get. Person gave a get on a tanai. I think the case is in Macy mechaylizeh. Gave a get that it should be chal if he dies from this disease. He didn't die from the disease. He died because a lion attacked him. Achlay ari and ari ate him up. Ein lanu pirish ein lanu shei get. That's an einus. It's an einus. V'amaylei have a get. Hala nichlei the tipol kame yavam. Tesis asks, why when a lion eats him up, why don't we say it is a good get? Because lo nichlei the tipol kame yavam. So he wants that if she falls to yibum, that she should be mugureshes. Yeshleimer, what's Tesis teretz? V'aynis the loy shchiach klal. V'yasekataita shiritza shei get. An oinus that's loy shchiach klal. What's this saying? Loy asik adesh again. Oinus loy shchiach klal. That's different. If it's totally not shchiach, that's not the shayla v'agemara. Loy asik adaitai. You never thought about it. She used to shchiach. She wanted to be a get. What's the gemara talking? Oinus the shchiach. Oinus loy shchiach. Think. What's the gemara talking? Shchiach or not shchiach? Shriach. No, the Gemara said, the Gemara says, it's not talking about Shriach. Unsa de Shriach Shani. Yibayilay lasukhi adayte. Our Gemara is not talking about Oinus that Shriach, because that he should have thought of. So our Gemara is talking about what type of Oinus? No, it's not talking about Oinus to Lai Shriach. Taisa says, Oinus to Lai Shriach. The Gemara is not talking about that. Lai asik adayte shiyas a shayget. That there was no... So it's not talking about Shriach. Not talking about Lai Shriach. What's it talking? It's talking. Our Gemara is talking. So you have to say this very shchiach, like getting stuck in traffic on the way to a wedding. Maybe that's very shchiach. Depends where the wedding is. You go to a wedding out to the Bronx. It's shchiach. You have traffic. That's very shchiach. A car breaking down maybe is lo shchiach klal, depending on what your car's like. But let's say it's lo shchiach klal. And then there's something in middle. What's in middle? What? My tire. Or getting lost, right? So, well, that's what seems to be. Totally shchiach, the Gemara says he should have made it to not. Loi shchiach klal, Tosa says that's not really what our Gemara is talking about. So our Gemara is talking about the in-between. About shchiach v'loi shchiach, somewhere in between. Now, this sounds maybe like a big daichik, but later at the end of the sugya, Taisa says it to Farish. I imagine you didn't get there yet, but if you take a quick look at Gimel Amid Aleph, Taisa that begins with Ika, but skip down to the second wide, very wide line in Taisa. Aymeri, the Gimel and Yoni Aynisay. Taisa says there are three categories of Aynis. Aynis to Lashchiach Klal, Kedimi Shachazai, that everybody holds a foolish Kamadurabach Yesh Aynis, etc. Then he says, "Va'inis to Shchiach." Again, he the Paskim Abra. That according to everybody, no argument. And the last line he says, "Avol einis to Shchiach." V'loy Shchiach b'ha'pligi trei lishni. Our Gemara is talking about an einis that Shchiach v'loy Shchiach. That's somewhere in between. So it depends what happens. Our whole sugya, if it's an einis that's totally Shchiach, you should have made it tonight. If it's an einis that's totally not Shchiach, an earthquake. At least in the East Coast, it's an earthquake that stops him. It's totally not shchiach. Then you can have things in between. Things that happen to people sometimes. Things that normally happen to people occasionally. I can't tell you what percentage of times. But things that happen to people occasionally. So that is the shakla v'tayra of asur. That's the way Taisis Elish tells Avek the whole shakla v'tayra of the sugya. So this is pshat. What? Therefore,
wouldn't that fall on the
Shriach? No, that there may be traffic that you have to think about. It might happen. But that something which happens sometimes that you don't have to think about. I get lost, you don't have to think about it. That's not something we expected you that you should think about. So there are three levels of Shriach and Lashriach. Okay, so this is pshat. Let's see. Let's move on in the Gemara. Ella Rava Svar Dinafshei Kamar. Gemara ends up. Rava Svar Dinafshei Kamar. Rava doesn't have a makar. Not from a Mishnah, not from a Brisa, not from Shmuel. Mishum Tznuais or Mishum Putzais. Rava is worried about both extremes. Somebody who's extremely Tznua. Tznua here means very careful and meticulous in Halacha. In Hilchos Ishus. And Mishum Prutzais. Prutzais means someone who's a very big makel in Halach. The Amrit, Loila Havigita. You can say, oh, this is a good excuse to be a Mevatel Get. Zimnin Deloyanis. Sometimes it will not be an Inis for Savrad Anis. And she'll say, yeah, it was an Inis. Umiyagda for Yasva. And she'll make her be Magad herself. Mishum Prutzais, the Amrit Loila Havigita. He says that again, Zimnin da Anis. And she'll say, Loy Anis. Vazlo Mitzvah, she'll go get married, and say, get Batlo B'nei Mam Zerim. That's bad news. So, being that there's a chash of Tznuais and Prutzais, so therefore, with Chayshish, that, so therefore, what do? Therefore, we say, Yesh Anis, we say, Ein Anis begin. No, it's really, the Anis would be a good excuse. But it's a special din over here, Mishum Tznuais and Prutzais. Which means, let's say in Dine Mominis, let's say I make it tonight that this business deal should be chal if I don't come back in 30 days. Make such a deal. And at the end of the 30 days, I come to the river and it's Paske Mabra and I scream Chazud Asoi. Okay, that's a bad example, because that's an example of Unsa Deshriya. But let's say Unsa, that's Agamara, in between category, happens. So if that type of an oinus happens, so it'll come out, it's a good taina. Oinus is a good taina, let's say, in Dine Mamanus. This is not takonav tznuis and prutzais and mamanus. This Gemara is saying, really, oinus is a good excuse. The only nidain of Rava was in the case of get, where we're afraid of tznuis and prutzais, and therefore we make exer. So the Ran and Gittin is misupik. What would be if someone gave kedushin on a condition? Do we say yesh einis bekedushin, or do we say ein einis bekedushin? What's the shaila? What's the shaila? The Ran says, Agamara is saying that if it wasn't tznuis and prutzais, yesh einis, that is a good excuse. So maybe by kedushin, let's say you give a woman kedushin. I'm not saying I don't come back in 30 days, and then you get interfered with on the way back. So what should be by kedushin? What are tutzdadim? Should be. Oh, so one side is kedushin should be like mamon. One side is, well, if it's not gerushin, it's kedushin. It's not kedushin, which is like mamon. That we should say yeshainis begin. Yeshainis be kedushin. Or maybe not. Maybe, like Yaakov is saying, we'll make the same gezeira of tznuis and prutzis. Does it make sense by kedushin? A man gives a woman kedushin, and thus I don't come back in 30 days. So we're afraid that he won't come back in 30 days. And she'll say he won't come back, which means it's a good kedushin. And she'll be a prutza, she'll say, no, the reason he didn't come back is because he was an anus. And really, I'm still single. So prutzais makes sense. What about the other way? Does it always make sense? He'll give her a get. Amenas, I don't come in 30 days. Kedushin. He gives a kedushin. Amenas, I don't come in 30 days. What's going to happen after 30 days? By tznuais. He's going to be an anus. And she'll say, he'll be an anus, and she's really single. And she'll say, maybe it wasn't a real anus, and she'll be chayshir that she's married, she'll become an aguna. No, but, so chay makes sense. So, if he can get a hold of her, that's not a problem in Agamara too, he can give her another get. But we're afraid that he won't be able to, with no telephones, then it was not easy to get a hold of people. So we're afraid. What?
He
doesn't think she's not married, so he won't give her a get. So I'll tell you, you're nervous on that. So the Ran in Gittin is misupik if we make this gezera by kedushin too. The Beis Shmuel is matmiya on the Ran. The Ran in Gittin is mesupik. He asks that there's a beferish Ran in kedushin. The Ran in kedushin says that by kedushin there's no shaila. It's me ikar adin ain oinis be kedushin. Kedushin and Gittin have no shaychus. This whole sugya is dafka Gittin, not kedushin. Why? What's the difference Gittin and kedushin? It says pashut. A get happens bal karchach of a woman. A woman has no choice in a get. Minatayra again happens against her will. She has no choice. So our whole sugya that we're learning all has to do with the man's mindset. What did he mean? That's how we're learning the whole sugya. Right? This whole sugya, we keep on talking. What did he mean? Why don't we talk about her? A woman has no daya in Gittin. But by kedushin, it's not that way. By kedushin, you need the haskama of a woman. You can't get married unless she's maskin. It needs das isha. Which means, if you need das isha, so you're going to make it tonight with the woman, I'm a kaddish you on the condition that I come back. So she's only maskim if you come back. Lady, you could have all the excuses in the world, but she was not maskim on that type of kiddush. She wasn't maskim. She was maskim, if you'll be here, we'll get married. So you don't show up, we're not married. It's totally in the haskama seisha. The woman never was maskim. She was never maskim to such a kedushin, even though you have a good excuse. And since she was never maskim, so therefore it's there's no question that by Gittin you can't tie an oinus. An oinus be kedushin. But she was never maskim. She was agreed to kedushin on the condition that you'll fulfill the following obligation. You have to come back. Man gives a woman kedushin, I'm a nas, I'll give you $1,000 next week. Comes back the next week, he says, you know, I'm an onus, I don't have the $1,000. But you're stuck, I'm an onus. So she's not stuck. She doesn't care what his excuse is. She agreed to get married on certain conditions. But the condition's not fulfilled. I agreed to marry you if you'll come back. You didn't come back. I'm not married to you. Finish. That's what the Ran says in Kedushin. So the Beis Shmuel is a stira. In Gittin, the Ran is mesupik. Why in Kedushin he says a very good svara? You know, could be the Ran was mesupik and later on he was patient, but the Beis Shmuel in the Siman Lamed Ches, he asked this as a steer. So the Avdei Meluim answers the steer. Avdei Meluim says that the Ran and Kedushin and the Ran and Gittin are talking in two different cases. The Ran and Kedushin is talking, like we said, he was an einis and he was unable to keep his tanai. He's told the woman I'll do something. He was an einis, he could not keep his tanai. So the Ran and Kedushin says that Kedushin is different. It's telling the woman's das, finished. That's true. The Ran and Gittin is mesupik in a case where he was an einis and he kept his tanai. It was Mekayim the Tanai. If he was an Einis and he was Mekayim the Tanai, so then the Ran and Gittin is Mesupik. Besides the woman, she got what she wanted. It was a Tanai and it was Mekoyim. Her Askama is there. Now the Nidain is, the question the Ran has in Gittin is what about him? The Ran says Gittin is Mesupik, Taka, she got what she wanted. But being that he did it by Einis, what do we do now? Do we say yesh einis, or do we make a takana? If takana is proof existence to us, so that Ran and Gittin is talking where you take away her cheshbon because she got what she wanted, but he was an anus. That's the case of the Ran. The Ran and Gittin where he's mesupik if by kedusha we make a gzeira of proof existence to us, and that's his suffik.
Two different things.
What? The Ran and Gittin is mesupik, by kedusha is pashut. So that was the conscience. Okay, so where we hold it. Okay, we're holding now with the maskana of this Gemara. The Gemara now gets into Kol HaMekadesh HaDaita Rabbanan Mekadesh, which is a very heavy sugi unto itself. We have to try to finish up as much as we can the sugi of Einus. And here we come to the issue of the sugi. The Gemara, in the next line, uses the expression "mi ika midi," to be deraisa loy happy pita. Now the lumdis of the kasha, we'll hold on to for a minute. But the language of the Gemara is that by an einis midairaisa, it's definitely not a get. In other words, yesh einis. Rashi. It's a very important Rashi. Rashi says, "Midayraisa loy havigita, shematzinu tainis einis minatayra, shenemar ulenayra leisasa davar." It says in Parshas Kiseitze, "Lenayra leisasa davar." What's the case there? A man is na'anesi isha. A man takes a nara morasa, a married woman, and is mezana with her. She's off the hook. Why? She's an einus. Zok Rashi. Just like over there, she's an einus. The same thing in the case of our Gemara, of einus begit. Which means, and this is the way the Achrayim Lashitas Rashi, that the reason yesh einus begit, the reason we paskin that einus is a good excuse by gittin, is Gzeres HaKosef. L'naro l'sas adavar, and this is one of the two ways to learn up the sugya. The first day we started this sugya last Thursday, I told you Shitas Rashi is that the reason for the Ptur of our sugya is because of Einus. It's this Rashi. The whole tumult in the Rishonim and the Achrayim is all because Rashi brings the Pasuk, which means Einus. Now you might look at me and say, I'm not saying any chidushim. I'm telling you this Pasuk. We'll see in a minute that there are two ways to live in the mind. Yes, that's the makar of Einus Rachmana Patre B'chol HaTayra. The Ra'ah brought down the Shita Mukubetzes. It's the following shayla. Our Gemara says Yesh Einus. Except for the takan of Tevutzes Tzimulais, Yesh Einus begin. A case where a man said, if I don't come back in 30 days, it should be a get. He's toilet in himself. And 30 days later, something interfered, he couldn't come. What's the din if the man says, this should be a good get if Pliny doesn't come in 30 days? He's titled in a different person. He says if Pliny doesn't come in 30 days, then it should be a good get. It comes, it's ice get. And that other person now comes, is across the river, and an einis, which is shkiach v'loy shkiach, a middle einis, happens, and he screams, chazud asai, chazud asai. What would be the din in such a case? You tell me, what would you say?
Well, he has the same knowledge about what's going to happen to him as opposed to what happened with him.
Therefore,
the same situation would be those who happened to the other person, just like if he knew about himself.
Therefore,
he would say that it's.
Therefore, it's a good time of Einus, or it's not a good time?
It would be a good time.
So, Einus is not a good time, you say?
Yeah, it's not a good time.
Einus is not a good time. You agree? Huh? What do you say? A good time is not a good time. Tell me that's a chair. What should be? Huh? It happened to the other person. Think about it. You're all thinking too technically. Stop thinking technically. Make believe you never learned subis. And somebody came over to you in the middle of summer when you were learning, hopefully, something else, but certainly not subis. and someone here told you this thing, you know, I made a deal with him, I made a deal that, you know, I'll hire him to be a counselor on the condition that his friend comes to camp too. And now, his friend was at Anos, something happened, he couldn't come. So what would you say? Someone asked you a shikala das. What would you say? No?
The whole reason why you
you certainly would have an opinion, right? That I know.
The whole reason why you do the first part is because of the other part. So therefore, if the person doesn't show up by the river, he's an ibis. It's too bad.
Oh, so camp is a bad marshal. Because camp is like kedushin. Both sides have to agree. So camp is a bad marshal. You're right. Because camp, both sides have to agree. So the other person only hired you because of him. So it's a bad marshal. All right. So I have to have a different marshal. Except a kid. What else can you do against someone's will? Why should it be different? That's a very good question. Why should it? What's the difference, him or someone else? What's the difference if he says, if I don't come? Say, this should be a get if I don't come. So if he's an honest, we say, Yeshayin is begin, we make a takana to his approaches. But the Ikra Din is Yeshayin. I'm talking now, Ikra Din. It's a good time of Ayinus. So what should be now with the other person? But I could tie no Ayinus.
He has to schedule to show up in 30 days, but it doesn't mean he's going to show up.
I make. You owe me money. You owe me money. I tell you, I'll be Michael Yechayiv. That's a good example, because that's also about Karfa, right? So I'll be Michael Yechayiv. If I say, I'll be Michael Yechayiv if I don't come in 30 days, I'm in honest. So we end up Yeshayinus. At the moment, there's no Tainus, no Isoprutzis. So I tell you, I'm Michael Yechayiv if I don't show up in 30 days. At the end of 30 days, I'm across the river, I scream. So we pass the Yeshayinus. I have a very good excuse. Now, what happens, I tell you, I'm Michael Yechayiv, it plainly doesn't come in 30 days. At the end of 30 days, he's standing across the river and screaming. So now the Raya says, Shaila, could you tie no Ayinus? Anybody see two stardom here?
We said it's an Ayinus is something that gives no power over.
Right, so he's no power over.
So if there's no power over, he's dead.
Never has power, I mean, ever yet.
And you would say, he had no power over the other person coming. Like
but what stopped him was the same Paske Mavro or whatever is the Shriya Peleshvia. Right? He got on the boat didn't work. So.
But if you're saying if it rains tomorrow, it'll be good. You don't know that.
Is it like raining? All right, we have to think of it as like raining. What's that? Is Avi?
The person has to know
no, you can make any Tanai you want. You can make any Tanai you want. Any Tanai you make, call Tanai Sheb and Mom and Kayim. Any Tanai in any transaction. Mom and Git. Whatever condition you make is fine. You can make a condition that he knows and he doesn't come here, that he doesn't. Any Tanai is a Tanai. So what's the Svara? I only heard one time. Two people said, what's the difference? What? What's the difference? Ayinus means it's not my fault. Ayinus Rabbanu Patri means it's not my fault. How does that fit? Let's say it says Rabbanu Patri. Start with Rashi. Let's say like Rashi. The Pator is Ayinus Rabbanu Patri. What should be the din in this case?
When you say it's Ayinus, it's probably no matter what, no matter what he said.
Does everyone agree with that? If you say Ayinus Rabbanu Patri, so what's the difference if it was him or someone else? What? So I have to rephrase that. He's an anus and that his friend couldn't come. I put it that way. He's an anus in the get because his friend tried to come and couldn't come. Is that a good way of putting it? His friend tried to come. Did he come say that? No, so he's an honest because his friend was an honest. Torah doesn't pat you in this case. I just want to pat you. It's an idus. All right, let me be masking for the time being, and I'll explain it hopefully. Rav Baruch Beis says clearly, that like Rashi, in this Ra'ah's case, it would be for sure that in this Ra'az case, according to Rashi, Oynis is a Ptor. Doesn't matter if you don't come, someone else doesn't come. Oynis is a Ptor. As long as the person tried to come, and it over the Shriach will Shriach happen. So Oynis is the same whether it's you or someone else. However, the Ra'ah, who's the one that's Mesupik in this, the Ra'ah is Reish Aleph Hey. The Ra'ah, who's the one who's Mesupik, the Ra'ah doesn't say that. The Ra'ah says, no, you only have a taina of Oynis when you're toilet in your own coming. When you're toilet in your own coming, you can taina, I was an Oynis. When you're toilet in someone else's coming, you can't taina, I was an Oynis. Why? What's a nafkamina? Nafkamina is... Okay, good. Nafkamina is... Your comparison is walking lach-like, but Hitaka says, your nafkamina is that this whole sugya is not based on the pasuk of a lenara le-sasadava. Let me do it with the Oynis Rahman Apatre. And we'll see why. We're going to have to ask why. But he says, no. Our sugya, the reason we say Yesh Oynis, the svara is that that's what he meant. He meant, when he says, if I come in 30 days, he meant to retain the power for himself. He meant to say, I'm going to decide in 30 days. When he said, if I come in 30 days, he meant, I'm going to decide in 30 days, and then you'll see if I come or I don't come. Which shuts up his intention. Has to do with his intention. Does he intend? He's retaining for himself the choice. That logic that he's retaining the choice for himself tells us that if an oinus happens, let's say his choice is to come, and an oinus stops him, and an oinus stops him, so he meant to come, the oinus stopped him, so he meant that in such a case, it should be as if he came. That's what he meant. It should be as if he came. He meant it should be up to me. So if I want to come, that's a reason to be mevatel to get. So the reason we say Yesh Oynis na Gemara is because he left the kayach to himself to decide what he wants to do. But says the Ra'ah, that's limited to a case where he left the power to himself. He shots up his das that he meant to keep it for himself. If he's toilet in anybody else, then it's a technical tanai. Either the person comes or he doesn't come. There's no umdana anymore. If he makes a tanai, just like if he makes a tanai, that this should be a good get if it rains tomorrow. So tomorrow we can't say, I was an oinus that it rained. Because that's gufa is tanai. He was toilet in something technically that happens or it doesn't happen. The same thing when he's toilet in someone else coming, it's a technical tanai. We don't have an umdana that he meant to leave the choice to his friend. What we assume is it depends if the friend comes or the friend doesn't come, period. So the Ra'ah says that our entire sugya is only a nidain in a case where he retains the kayach for himself, then yesh oynis. Or he gives the kayach to someone else, or he leaves it up to something else, anything else. There's no tain of oynis. If you make it tonight, you have to live with it. You went to Bezi, you made it. You made a business deal with it tonight, you have to live with your tonight. Shriach, not Shriach, doesn't matter. If you make a condition, you have to stick with the condition. The only exception is Asugya when you leave it up to yourself. What's happening now is that we have it's miles apart, two ways to learn up the Sugya. According to the Ra'ah, this entire Sugya is not a Sugya of Oynis, really. Gemara uses the word Oynis. But this entire sugya is an umdana of what did he mean? What did he mean? That's the whole sugya. According to Rashi Shita, this sugya is the sugya of Oynis. How far does Lenara Leisasa Dava go? How far does it go? Does it go even in the case of a Tanai? The Gemara ends up, yes, it does. So like Rashi, the sugya is a sugya of Oynis. And light, the Ra'ah, our sugi is a sugi of shatsing up, of estimating, of figuring out what did he mean. Two ways of learning the Gemara. Nafgamina, for example, from the Sivis, which is still on the board, from yesterday. That whole Nesivis that we learned yesterday is based on the Ra'ah. The Nesivis said that even though the Aguda holds that Einis B'yayim Achrein is not an Einis, in our Gemara, Einis B'yayim Achrein is an Einis. Why? Because we say that's what he meant. That's what he meant. If our sugi is figuring out what he meant, then the Nesivis is right. That's not what he meant. The Nesivis is based on this mahalach of the Ra'ah, that it depends on what he meant. Depends on what he meant, fine. However, if you learn that the whole sugi is a sugi of a technical question of itis, so the question is a technical question. Is this an itis or not? If he's peshev for 29 days, and the 30th day is an onus, is that an onus? Is that onus Rahman Apatre? Interesting shayla. Is that onus Rahman Apatre? That's the Ra's shayla. That's the Aguda shayla. Notice the Aguda shayla is a shayla dide onus. The Nesivis is only saying that if you work with an umdina, it's different. So if you learn Agamar like the Ra'ah, then the Nesivis' teretz is good. If you learn the Gemara like Rashi, Agamar has a shayla, is that or not? Let me ask you. If you have a Nara Murasa, let's say you have a Nara Murasa, and Shemin propositions her, he wants to be Mizana. She agrees. She agrees, and she goes to a place with him. She's all ready to be Mizana, and a second before, she says, I changed my mind. And then he forces her. Is that an anus? Probably he's totally in the Aguda. According to the Aguda, he'll tell you it's not an anus. Anus be a machin, it's not an anus. According to the Ran, it will be an anus. It'll be totally in that. It's a shayla of anus. So if you're being dan l'nara l'sasa davar, so then there's a machlokes, the Ran and the Aguda. If you're being done like the Ra'ah says, what's the umdin das of the person? Then the Nesivis is right. His umdin is to give himself the full 30 days. Then the Nesivis is gebayt on the Ra'ah's mahalach in this sugya. Now, you're going to have to understand that the whole sugya is really telling us something very different like Rashi, and something very different like the Ra'ah. We're going to try to work on understanding the differences between Rashi and the Ra'ah. What it hinges on is pshat in a pasuk in Chumash. Lenara leisasa davar. Chazal say einis rachmana patre. What does einis rachmana patre mean? What does it mean? What are the two choices? There are two choices.
Is it just if you did it, you're not going to get punished? Or is it a type of...
You could learn that Einis Rahmana Patre is just a Patur from Einshin. You did it. You did the Aveira. Einis Rahmana Patre is just a Patur from Einshin. That's all. You're not punished. If you're an Einis, you're not punished. That's all the Torah is telling you. Who learned that way? Did Rashi learn that way? If it's only a Patur from Ayin Shim, what's that have to do with this Gemara? If you're Patur from the Malkus, Misa, Mamin, maybe, the Mod Laila, in certain cases, Patur from Misa, Malkus, Mamin, Karis, what else is there? All the good stuff, right? You clap al Chait, Achatas, you're Patur al Shem Tali, Ainis, you're Patur from all of them. Patur and Ayin Shim. It's a Patur and Ayin Shim. What does that have to do with this Gemara? Our Gemara is not talking about Misa, or not talking about an Einish. Being married is not an Einish. It's a question of an agreement between them. The Ra'ah learns that Lanaro Lesasa Dava is a Patur of Ayin Shim and nothing more. That's it. There's nothing more than a Patur from Ayin Shim. Rashi learns that Einis Rachmana Patre is a chiddush. That if you do something by Einis, it's as if you never did it. in Einis, the language of the Achronim is Unsa Keman Deloy Avad. If you do something by Einis, it's like you never did it. It's like you never did that thing that you're doing. Unsa Keman Deloy Avad. It's not as if you did it, you're just not punished for it. Are we in Afghamina? Besides our sugam, easy enough to me, huh? Yeah, I was thinking about that. Rachinami, we clap al chet shechetanol fenecha ba'ainis ubaratz. So the mafarshe hamazor is the kasha. Why we say we clap al chet on ainis? According to Rashi, why do we clap chet on ainis on sekavad lo yavid? According to the Ra, it's better. Because you don't get punished for it, but you still did the Aveira. Maybe still needs a hazard, but why? Tefillah. Okay. Alright. Okay. Could be. The Nafkamina, which they bring, which the Mefarshim here bring, and we'll get into it more tomorrow. Let's say. Halacha is, if you bow down to your animal, it becomes a nevad. It becomes an animal which is pasul l'karban. It doesn't become an avodah zarah mamish, because pasul l'karban. If you bow down to a non-living thing, let's say you bow down to your statue, so it gets a din avodah zarah. If someone else bows down to my statue, not the owner, does not become an avodah zarah. Ain adam oiser davar she'ain shalat. I can't. If Reuven bows down to Shimon's thing doesn't become aser. Only the owner. If an owner bows down to his animal, it becomes a nevad. It's pasul karban. If an owner bows down to a non-living thing, it becomes an avodah zarah. It's asabana. Let's say someone is ma'anex the owner to bow down. He forces him. Ba'ainis, he bows down to the avodah zarah. Does that animal become a nevad? Or if it's a statue, does the statue become an avodah zarah? If you learn, like Rashi learned, unsa keman deloy avad, that if you do something ba'ainis, it doesn't count. It's not as if you did it. In fact, you weren't allowed to do it. Someone points down and tells you that maybe you weren't allowed to do it. But if you did it, unsa keman deloy avad, it doesn't become asabana. Because unsa keman deloy avad. However, if you learn, ainis rachmana patre, is only a patur from punishments, from einshim, but the maisa is a maisa, but the maisa counts, then it becomes awesome. Lamaisa, you bow down to it. We won't punish you for it. But lamaisa, you bow down to it. It's a nevad. It should be awesome. This is a nafkamina that a number of achrayim bring down here in the sugya. I was thinking of another possible nafkamina, the shayla in Shulchan Aruch. If someone forces food down your throat, do you have to make a bracha? You don't want to eat it, b'shumay v'shabay. I won't give you an example of what type of food it might be. But you don't want to eat it, b'shumay v'shabay. Someone comes and he forces it down your throat, and you know he's going to do it. Do you make a bracha or don't you make a bracha? If you hold unsa kamanda lo yavad, if I eat it, it's as if I didn't eat it, if I'm forced, so you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha, we just tuck it away, we passed it. You don't make a bracha. Even though if someone's going to force something down your throat, if you don't want to eat it, unsa kamanda lo yavad, it's like you didn't eat it. You don't have to make a bracha, Yishayna. If you hold that this, like the Ra'ad, that there's no such thing, that unsa kamanda, unsa just as a patur of Einshim, so it's true, you won't be punished for not making the bracha, perhaps. But it's appropriate to make a bracha, because the mice are going to eat it.
In that case, what's the ancient?
So in our Gemara, there are no ancient in our city. So that's why, if you hold Lenaro Leisasa Davar is just a din in ancient, then it has nothing to do with this Gemara. That's why the Ra says it has nothing to do with this city. Because this Gemara is not talking about ancient. Rashi, who says it does have to do with Asogia, is because Rashi holds that Oinis is Kamanda Loyavid. It's totally Kamanda Loyavid. So there are two ways to learn Oinis. Now, yesterday, we had here in the corner of the board a shayla. I drew you on the board the four, I wrote out the four cases. The first case was the Gemara's case. I asked you, what's the din in the following cases? There's a second Ra'ah in the Shintamuku Betzes. It's also the Mishlo Melech, which some of you looked at this morning, who's done in this shayla. The stipler learns that that is also totally in the two ways of learning. That Mishnah Melech that you saw, which is B'Shem de Rivash, which is the same as the Ra'as Shita, the stipler learns it's totally again, it's another Nafkamina and the two Mahalchim we have in our Sogya. And those two Mahalchim will go through in Yitzah Hashem. Tomorrow we're going to go in general through these two Mahalchim. You can look at the stipler, you could look at Shmuel Rizovsky. If you want to learn Rabbi Chanan at your own risk, Rabbi Chanan also has the Tutzadim, but he learns in a different way, you know, Shmuel Rozovsky and the stipler. We're going to go with the Mahalach, which seems to be more Sephardic of the stipler. That's the Mitzvah Shem.